it's Wednesday, January the 6th, and we are in Psalm 119, the acrostic psalm. We're in the section Yod, the smallest letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and Jesus makes a reference to it. You remember when he speaks of jots and tittles in the King James Version? Well, the jot is technically yod, the Hebrew, the small little Hebrew letter. It begins at verse 73. Your hands have made and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. So this is a section of the psalm where the psalmist is considering the fact that God's hands have fashioned him. God is our creator. We are made in his image and after his likeness. We are creatures made and fashioned by the hands of Almighty God. It's a theme that Christians especially need to hold on to in an age and a culture that denies that there is a creator. Our culture believes more or less that we are the product of random forces. We've come into existence by chance. We are ruled and governed by mechanical forces. The theory of evolution, Darwin's survival of the fittest, is a godless doctrine. But Christians know and believe that we are created and fashioned by God. And because we are made in his image and likeness, we are responsible, therefore, to reflect back to the Lord his moral integrity. This psalm says over and over and over, because the Lord has rescued me from sin, because we've experienced his chesed, his loving kindness, we reflect our gratitude for that by living out our lives in obedience to him. We love his law. We love his commandments. We love his statutes. That's the moral obligation of saved sinners created in the image of God. So look about you today. Look up into the sky. Look to the horizon. Look to your favorite dog or cat or whatever, and remind yourself, these are God's creatures. This is part of God's creation, and I too am created by God. That's the thought for today. Have a wonderful day.